the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live for the next 2 hours on this Tuesday, the 29th of March, 2005. And coming up at the bottom of this first hour, I'm going to have a very fine woman on, Miss Danielle P. Miller from Central Islip, Long Island, New York. She is a special ed teacher. And she has filed some papers with the U.S. Department of Justice, and it's a discrimination complaint. We will learn more of this from Danielle at the bottom of the hour. And also, the retired sheriff from Fort Myers, Florida, McDougal is the man's name, retired sheriff went up to Terry Schindler's hospice center and was promptly arrested. Why? Well, Sheriff McDougal, I'd spoken to Mr. McDougal before. Yes, as a matter of fact, I thought he was a good man. My wife just handed me this note. He is now retired. He's a Roman Catholic by choice, and he was arrested. But, folks, what have we been telling you about sheriffs all these years? It is the power in the county. It is the constitutional power in the county. And, well, evidently, it doesn't cut any ice with these people. The culture of death in Florida is going to continue. I've got with me online, folks, if you've not heard this, if you've not heard of this man before, and I don't know how you haven't, but I've got Robbie Noel online with me. Hello, Robbie.
You know, your mic does sound much better than mine.
Well, you gotta not shop at Radio Shack for your microphones. that makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Well, one of these days when we make the big bucks, we can splurge on a new microphone.
Well, I want to make people aware of your program, Robbie. You're not being carried here in Central Texas, much to my chagrin, and I'm sure others, if they were to hear you and your program. You got a wonderful delivery style. You got a great voice. You got a voice made for radio. I'm not going to do the perfunctory joke there about you have a face for radio.
Yes.
Actually, you're a handsome man.
Yes.
And women just swoon when they hear that wonderful radio voice you have.
Yep. Short, fat, and bald.
None of those, folks. At any rate, Robbie does a show on this network. As a matter of fact, just finished the show. He's on from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. And you folks here in Austin, if you would like to maybe take a listen to Robbie Noel, well, there's a couple different ways that you can do that. If you've got a shortwave radio, we've been telling people for years, and there's good reason I'm telling you to buy shortwave radios, folks, because there will come a day all communications will be cut off, and yours truly will be broadcasting from a 1958 Studebaker pickup truck somewhere in them Mar Hills. But we'll have to let you know what the frequency is. We'll be back with Robbie Noel right after this short break, and we have some specials to tell you about today. So pay attention to that, and then we'll bring up Danielle Miller from Islip, New York. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it.
It's really is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and Robbie Noel is with me. You can hear him on Republic Broadcasting Network. You can hear him via the internet or the satellite. We are also on 4D TV, so if you have one of those receivers, you can hear us. You can hear him on shortwave. He is on WWCR 9985, starting at 2 o'clock Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to him. So you folks there in Austin, well, if you are searching for some different programming, you may want to dial up Robbie. And again, I apologize that, Robbie, that you're not on here in Central Texas. If the people could hear you for any length of time, they would love you as much as I do.
They'd actually even love the bump music,
yeah,
which has a distinct Texas flavor to it, but will change, unfortunately, later on this week.
Okay, well,
when we move to new bump music.
All right, well, just bump along here with the producers. I'm sure they'll get it done with you.
Yeah, I tried. I just put that music, all that Texas yeehaw music in there just to kiss up to the audience. I didn't realize they couldn't hear it.
Well,
so I've been trying to kiss up to an audience that wasn't there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they heard you before. That's when you were filling in. You didn't have the 2-4 spot.
Yeah.
And you were on before they heard you. So they heard you for a little while, and then they didn't hear you at all, and, well,
Yeah, it's what I try to do on the, what I try to do on my show is rather than just simply report the news, is throw in my personal experiences that I've had specifically in Southern Africa, but in large part my experience, because I've lived all over Europe, and so I bring a world view to American politics. With a different slant on it, which is based on what I find most amazing is the events that unfolded in Southern Africa 30 years ago are identical to the events that are unfolding in America today, and for the life of me, no matter how much I analyze it, I cannot but come to the conclusion that the results and the outcomes are going to be identical, and so that's what I try to do on a daily basis.
History does repeat itself, does it not?
Well, if it doesn't repeat, it certainly does rhyme, as was said by a noted philosopher many years ago. But yeah, it does. We can learn lessons from, you know, failed social and political events in other countries, and it helps explain the insanity of the war in the Middle East. It helps explain the social breakdown of society in the U.S. It helps explain American foreign policy, which a lot of people don't understand.
Are they still calling it that, foreign policy? That is almost a joke.
Well, there's two Americas. I mean, when you live within the confines of American borders, people tend to view American foreign policy as an extension of what they tell you internally. It is not until you live outside of the borders of the United States that you find out there's a huge disconnect between what is said inside the borders of the United States and the actual actions of the U.S. government outside of the United States. I mean, it's night and day. It's apples and oranges.
Well, it's the end of the month. We're coming up, what do we got, two more days here?
Yes.
And then we're into April.
Favorite month of the year.
Here comes the quarter, come and gone in the year 2005. Robbie, I don't know about this. It seems like our entire lives have been pre-recorded, and like on a VHS tape, and somebody popped it into a machine and hit play, but then hit fast forward. The images are there, the sound's gone, but everything is going so fast.
Yep.
I mean, this year is just flying by. I wrote out 2005 today, and I started to write 2003. To me, it still feels like it should be, you know, a year or so ago and not 2005. It's amazing. Look.
Well, no, as you get older, time does tend to go a little faster.
I'm not getting older, Robbie. I'm just getting better.
We're getting closer to that. You know that
the eventual end.
Yeah.
You mean what happens to us all?
Yeah, we're rushing towards the inevitable, brother.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm on the upside of my life, because once you gain the experience and the knowledge and all that stuff, just about the time you get yourself set to really do something with your life, you're old and then you die.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just the way of it. I'd prefer it the other way. I wish we were born old and wrinkly and then died as babies.
No, I wouldn't want to be young again. I enjoy the age that I've attained this way. But besides the fact, I'm completely amazed I made it this far.
Well,
now I'm on borrowed time.
Well, I myself also, but you know what? There's nothing we can do about it, so we got to justify it and say that, well, we're happy. It just keeps marching on. Look, it's the end of the month. We've got some stuff in the hopper for the network coming up, and I haven't even had a chance to talk to you about this yet. But we got a few outstanding bills left over at the end of the month, and I've not bothered people with pledge drives or anything else like that, but we need to do a little donation drive to pick up some loose ends at the end of this month. We've done a wonderful thing, Robbie. We have a guy that was the head marketing guy for the Houston Rockets, the NBA basketball team that has joined the team at RBN.
Wayne?
Yep, Wayne Mueller.
Spent an inordinate amount of time with Wayne on the phone today.
Good, good.
Nice guy.
Yes, he is a very nice guy.
He's smart, too.
Boy,
he's done some book learning.
Yes, he has. He learned them lessons good.
Yeah.
He's on board, and we're looking for some big changes with the network real soon, structurally. We're only going to get better here. But I want to tell folks about a special that we're running here. Okay, it's called a donation special. If you go up to our website, rbnlive.com, and you hit the sitemap, that's on the left-hand side, and then you go to donations, click that on. You can make donations by way of PayPal or whatever the case may be, but there are donation premiums. Now, folks, I want you to hear this, because everybody likes to get a little something, you know. If you donate to PBS, what do they give you? They give you a coffee mug, or they give you a series of videos or whatever the case may be. Well, we're going to break this down to $25, $50, $100, $500, and $1,000, and it gets better as the dollar amount goes up. $25 donation, you receive an MP3 of your favorite talk show host on this network for a month, and a Citizens Rule book and an RBN bumper sticker. You may want to choose Robbie Noel's show. If you've not heard Robbie before, well, that might be a good choice, or Frank Whalen, or yours truly, or anybody else that's on this network. If you donate $50, you receive a copy of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, a Citizens Rule book, and an RBN bumper sticker. $100 donation. Receive a copy of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, Desi Andrews, her Thursday shows on MP3 format. We're talking going back to last June, July. I do believe it was July, late July, early August. She's been with us every Thursday, so you get that for $100. Citizens Rule book and a bumper sticker for $500. Okay? We made this one real simple. For $500, this is what you get. You get a Sanjian 505P shortwave radio. Now, you shop anyplace else on that, folks. It's normally $299. We cut the price. Our selling price is $239. Or, I'm sorry, let me back up on that. Normally, they're sold for $179. I've seen them as high as $199. We have those on sale for $139. So for a $500 donation, you get $139, and that's our discounted price, a 505P shortwave radio. Get the carrying case, one-year factory warranty, parts and labor. Anything goes wrong with the radio, folks, you're not stuck with a radio, and it's very easy to have them repaired. Not that it ever happens. I had a 909, Robbie, that I actually knocked into my bathtub. I took the thing out. I shook the water out of the electronics. I mean, it got immersed. There was even water in the liquid crystal display you could see floating around. I shook it off, put it on a windowsill. I didn't think the thing was ever going to work. My wife put some new batteries in it, and voila. I mean, that's a heck of a radio.
Yep.
So with a $500 donation, you get the 505P shortwave radio, one-year guarantee, soft-sided carrying case, an ANT portable shortwave antenna, which dramatically improves your shortwave listening, folks. Okay, so that's for $500. For $1,000, all right, here's the Mac Daddy. Here's the big one, Robbie. For $1,000, you get your choice of a Sanjian 909 radio, and that's what I started to say. Normally, most people sell those for $299. We sold them at $239. You get your choice of one of the following. The Sanjian 909 radio, shortwave radio. That's the best radio that Sanjian makes, and it's a fine little one. A Berkey Light. Okay, that is the Jim Shepard's New Millennium Concept. You've heard so much about these Berkey Lights. Well, this is with the lighted base. We also
I like one of those.
Yeah, they're great units. Very lightweight, very, very portable.
Mine's 5 years old.
Well, that's not a Berkey Light then. That is, you have one of the original Berkeys.
Yeah, it's stainless steel.
Yeah, that's the original Berkey. All right, you have the opportunity to pick up the 909 or the Berkey Light, the Imperial, okay, which has 6 filters in it. And normally, that one retailed, New Millennium Concepts retails that thing out at, let me see here. The Imperial, $445. Our normal sale price on that was, I think, $375. And then we have the Crown, which is even bigger than that. That's got 8 filters in it. That normally retailed out for $555 or $559 if you bought it from New Millennium Concepts directly. But folks, for a $1,000 donation. And here's all that you got to do is call 800-724-2719. And when we get back, Robbie's got a special on the gold.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
We're back. I have with me Robbie Noel, and you came into Republic Broadcasting's life. You're doing a program on this network. We started Republic Trading Group, and Robbie, tell the listeners why we started Republic Trading Group.
A number of reasons, actually. The most important one is, I guess, for all the years that we have known each other, we have both been on, cliche here, on a mission from God. And the message we have always felt is the most important thing that we can do in attempting to, as I like to say, maybe change the direction of the good ship USS Titanic.
I knew you were going to say that.
And even though we differ on whether or not we have the ability to change, I mean, ultimately, just working towards hopefully changing the direction is ultimately the mission. The next problem is obviously, in order to get the word out, it costs money. And by combining a gold trading desk together with Republic Broadcasting Network. It is ultimately, and it was our hope, that we could initiate a self-financing mechanism whereby not only could people buy gold and silver from Republic, a trading a division of Republic Broadcasting, but they could buy with confidence, knowing, number one, that they're getting fair, honest prices. And as a matter of fact, getting better than fair and honest prices, because what we effectively did was eliminate the middleman. And so not only will the listeners get the real value of the product, but obviously also be rest assured that the profits that are generated from the sale of gold and silver will ultimately help the network and hopefully help us expand. And if we do expand and we grow, as we have been doing, the phenomenal growth that this, what you've done with this network over 6 months, I mean, all people have got to do is go to the internet and look up, you know, various websites that track the popularity of various websites and radio programs to see that what Republic Broadcasting has achieved in under a year is just short of phenomenal growth. And obviously, if we can keep that pace up and we can keep that momentum going, the sky's the limit. And yeah, there's a distinct possibility we could change the thoughts and minds of a lot of people.
Well, and it must be said that we just started Republic Trading Group, what, a couple of months ago?
Sure.
And, you know, we know the reason why we're telling people to buy gold and silver. I mean, we know this end game scenario. A lot of people are going to be caught in a very bad economic crunch. They're not going to have anything to fall back on or cash in. They're going to have all their monthly bills. Folks, you think you have stress now. You're going to have your mortgage payments or your car payments or credit card payments or this payment, or you got to pay property taxes if you still do, or whatever your living expenses are. Chances are you may not have a job. So, and I've been telling people this for 10 years, Robbie, you know,
yeah,
put off
yeah.
buying that that boat or that jet ski or that expensive trip to Europe. Skip it for this year and put your money into gold and silver, because that is literally going to be a survival tool for you.
Well, it's not so much it just being a survival tool. It's just protecting your those dollars that you work so hard for, and then you put them in a bank account, and what you don't realize is through stealth, because you can't see it, the value of the dollar is eroding on a daily basis. I mean, one of the things I get into as well is what a lot of people within the confines of the borders of the United States don't understand is that there's a, ever since the world was behind the United States after September the 11th, this administration completely squandered that goodwill, which who knows what good it could have done if that force was put in the right direction. But there's been a distinctive shift as to foreigners' views and opinions of the United States, and it's not reflective. This has got nothing to do with the people of the U.S. It has to do with, obviously, the government of the U.S. And that policy and that philosophy outside of the United States is to the detriment of the value of the U.S. dollar. And even the Australians, they did a poll last week in Australia. Australia has a less favorable impression of the United States today than it did prior to September the 11th, and that's crazy.
Well, and also George Bush comes into office, makes some noise about a tax cut, and now they're trying to blame his popularity slip or the deficits on his tax cuts.
No, we know why his popularity plunged over the last week and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not rocket science we are dealing with.
Well, I mean, it's been slipping ever since he's got into office. But see, the Republicans were always supposed to be the big business, fiscally conservative guys. This man has spent us into more debt during his 5 years so far than any other president in American history. And that includes Ronnie Reagan trying to break the back of communism in Russia. Tell you what, hang on a second there, Robbie. I hear that old bumper music. We'll come back on the other side and let folks know a little bit more about Republic Trading, the special that you're offering today. And along with that, the network will kick in a free copy of one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas, folks. And I've been advertising this book. A lot of people have bought it. A lot haven't. You need to find out what's really going on in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We'll have Danielle. Let me turn my head completely to the computer screen and not look through the rim of my glasses. Danielle P. Miller.
That's what also happens when you get old.
She has filed a complaint with the United States Department of Justice on the, and I call her Terry Schindler, not Shivo. Her husband, her wonderful hubby, is out, how should we put this, pandering and creating more babies with another woman. I guess that's the best way to put it. Robbie, we've got some great things for the network in store. We can't make any announcements yet. I will tell you off air what we've got planned here. But for right now, what we're trying to do is clean up a few end-of-the-month bills here, folks. We're putting everything in place that...
Take over the world.
And we're getting real close to never having to go back on the air and ask for any donations. Now, keep in mind that we're only a little over 6 months old. We started this, almost the third week of June, so that's September, July, something like that. Yeah, it's 7 or 8 months, but we're relatively new. But, folks, Don't go and shop gold and silver anywhere else until you call this number.
Well, and they can shop at the other...
No. Let me finish here. Okay. Because, all Robbie, right. Once they dial this number and they talk to you first, you know, we'll tell them to shop all day long.
Oh, sure.
Go and talk to whomever you want to, but you'll come back to Republic Trading Group. Let me give you the toll-free number, 800-691-7898. Write that down. Folks, I wished I could plug my mind into yours so you can see what I see and the urgency. And I've been telling people for 10 years, Robbie, I've been preparing them for over a decade, and I've been begging and pleading them with them to buy gold and silver. When you lose your job and we see gold go up to $2,000-$3,000 an ounce, silver, who knows where that's going to go, $150, $200 an ounce, who knows? When our currency collapses, the only thing of real value and wealth is going to be gold and silver, and you're not going to have any if you don't call 800-691-7898. You need to do this. Folks, I know what you're saying. Well, I really don't have the money right now. Well, if you really don't have the money now, I can guarantee you're really not going to have it in the future. So, Robbie, what's the special that we can offer these fine folks today?
Well, it, yeah.
Yeah, you got everything on special anyhow.
Well, yeah, pretty much. But how about gold at spot?
Okay. How do we make any money off of that anyhow?
Well, put it this way. If they buy 5 British sovereigns at $117, it comes to $585, they get a free book, a one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. As I like to say, Texas Crawford. Pretty much a $35 value. The melt value on that on 5 British sovereigns, because you're dealing with 1.284 ounces of gold, the melt value on the coin is $546. You add in the $35 that the book is worth, and pretty much you're getting gold at spot, which is a phenomenal offer that nobody else is even going to come close to.
I don't know. Is anybody else dumb enough to do that?
Yeah, well, pretty much. Okay. No, we are insane enough to do something like this.
So 5 British sovereigns for $585, and you get a free copy of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, which you
And the will... only other charge on that is the $525 shipping charge.
Sure. Now, don't say that. Now, people are listening to shortwave right now and going, Merle, did you hear that? He's charging over $500 for shipping. I knew there was a hook.
No, there's only $10 for shipping.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So for 5 British sovereigns for $585 plus $10 shipping, total of $595,
right.
You get the 5 British sovereigns, and you also get the book, One Way Ticket to Texas Crawford.
And all you have to do is call 800-691-7898 to talk to Mr. Noel, and he will take care of you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Robbie, I appreciate it very
much. Thank you, Mr. Stadtmuller.
It's been grand, and, of course, I got to ask you, when are you coming to Texas?
Oh, good question.
I told you what I was going to do.
Yes, yes.
When you're out on the Friday evening, I'm going to break into your place, pack up all your stuff. You're going to come home, and there's not even going to be hangers hanging in your closet.
Yes, yes.
Or toilet paper on the roll in the bathroom. I am taking everything, and I will hold it hostage here in Texas until you arrive.
Okay.
All right. You sound thrilled.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Robbie.
Mr. Stadtmuller.
Take care.
Thanks, brother. All right. Bye.
And he thinks I'm kidding. That's the funniest part. We'll bring up Danielle Miller here in just 1 minute. I do have an announcement. Effective April 3rd, the second hour of the National Intel Report, here comes another change, folks. Oh, you were saying, goody, I can get the $99.85? Well, it's going to $74.65. And I hope that frequency works and they hold that $99.85 open just in case it doesn't. But the 3rd of April, this is, let me see, today's the 29th, 30th. Okay, in about 5 days, we'll be going to the second hour on the National Intel Report. Make a note of it, 74.65. I think this is a plot to try to lose my audience. What do you think? First hour remains 12.160, so at least I'll be able to tell you what frequency to tune to. Plus, this is being run on WWCR. They have announcements and announcing the changes, although I've never heard of any. Have you? They send me this letter all the time. Well, I'll have to pay attention to that. At any rate, I have with me, folks, Daniel P. Miller. Now, here's a lady that looked at the Terry Schiavo, and I call her Teresa Schindler. I don't recognize that she's still married to this, I'll use a polite term, husband, loving husband. Yes. She took the initiative by herself. She's up in central Islip, Long Island, in New York. And she filed a Title II of the Americans with Disability Acts with the U.S. Department of Justice. And I'm folks, y'all are sitting out there going, well, what can we do about this evil that goes on around us? Well, here's a lady with really no prompting. She went out and did her due diligence trying to get the Department of Justice involved in this. And this is under Section 504, the Rehabilitation Act of 73, the Discrimination Complaint Form. Danielle P. Miller, are you with me, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you. I mean, this was just short notice. This document was just posted a couple of hours ago.
Yes, it was.
One of my people here at the network was doing some searching around, came upon this, and I called you. And about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, and here you are on air. Now, that's moving fast for a network, folks.
It certainly is.
Well, Danielle, what prompted you? Now, you're up in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And this is down in Pinellas Park, Florida. Now, mm-hmm. Of course, this is a nationwide story, but why did you feel the need to get involved in this?
I personally felt the need to get involved because I was just very angry with all of the... I mean, it's all over the news, and everybody's talking about, oh, Mr. Schiavo, he should have the right to say what's going to happen to his wife, and she wanted to die, and she didn't want to live out her life, her years this way. And a lot of people have very strong opinions about it. I'm one of them. But I thought to myself, it doesn't make any sense that for, what is it now, 13 years?
Yes.
About 13 years that the Schindler family has been trying to get him removed as guardian of Terry.
Well, and in your estimation, Danielle, when is a marriage over? I mean, isn't it when, for instance, you go out and get another girlfriend or a wife and you raise another family? Wouldn't that be an indication that this man has moved on?
It certainly would to me, and that's why I filed this complaint.
Now, in the complaint itself, this has been my take also, Danielle, that, you know, people have offered Mr. Schiavo obscene amounts of money to walk away from this,
mm-hmm.
and he seems to be duty-bound. Now, here's the inconsistencies about this. She was not supposed to be in a hospice center. She was supposed to be in a rehabilitation center. Hospice is a warehouse where you go to die.
Yep.
So here we have a guy that pays a lawyer, I'm sure an extravagant, by your standard and mine, an extravagant amount of money, but this was supposed to go toward care for her, to rehabilitate her, keep her mind sharp, keep that information and that stimuli going into it. They wouldn't, I have a nurse that I read the other day. Danielle, I don't know if you had an opportunity to read this. This was a sworn statement by somebody that took care of Terry and was explaining some of the things that Mr. Schiavo was doing to her. I mean, he got upset if she tried to put a washcloth. And folks, you got to understand, when you're in this condition and you're immobile in bed or very limited range of motion, what happens is your muscles atrophy, your tendons have a tendency to shrink. And she has these hands that her fingers are all crippled up. Now, Mr. Schiavo saw fit to go off on a nurse that was trying to just take a washcloth and put it in her hand to stop that further contraction of her ligaments. I mean, this is the stuff we're talking about. This woman, and according to her statements, and I don't disbelieve this, that he was on a death watch a long time ago. He was making statements, and I won't repeat what he said, except to give you a clue. When is that beep going to die? He was overheard saying this. He would call the hospice all the time. Is she dead yet?
Now, her name here's is Carla Sawyer Iyer.
I'm sorry?
Her name is Carla Sawyer Iyer.
Thank you. You have read it.
Yes, I have. It's a part of the divorce, the attempt to obtain a divorce on the part of Mr. Schindler for his daughter. The affidavit was put in with the court document to have his daughter divorced or attempt to divorce Michael Schiavo and his daughter. And Carla's statement was, the affidavit was attached to it with all that you're talking about present.
Well, we told the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department down there that we suggested that there was some criminality, and that won't be proven until there's an investigation. You know, we can sit here and speculate all day, but until somebody actually goes into a case, goes into the background of the case, and determines for themselves, evidently the people that showed up, that first responded, and what started this 13-year trek for Terry, when these paramedics showed up, they called it an attempted homicide. Now, that does not sound to me like a chemical imbalance in the body or a heart attack. You don't receive broken bones and bruises from a heart attack. And we suggested to the Pinellas County Sheriff that, in fact, there may be criminality in this, that you should investigate this as a criminal case. And, oh, by the way, the victim of this crime, you people are down there on a death watch allowing her to die. Now, that's just one aspect of this.
That's one tiny aspect. There are far too many aspects to even imagine why, how it's possible that the Florida courts are allowing this to happen. It boggles my mind, and that's exactly what I wrote in the paper, in my commentary. It boggles my mind that this is happening to this woman.
Well, according to Judge Greer of the 6th Judicial Court of Pinellas County, Florida, he's standing by Mr. Schiavo's statement that Terry did not want to live in this condition. Now, call me a little crazy. You're not a lawyer and I'm not a lawyer, but call me a little crazy. Isn't this hearsay evidence, and where is this documented that she wanted to die?
Absolutely. It's all hearsay. And I believe it was her best friend. I can't remember her name, but she had made statements in court to Judge Greer that she and Terry had conversations about Ms. Quinlan and Ms. Quinlan's situation back in the 70s.
Karen Ann Quinlan, remember
yes.
It well.
And Terry and her friend had conversations. Like I said, I don't remember her name. It's somewhere in my papers. They had a conversation, and Terry told her friend that where there's hope, life, there's hope. Now, that's in direct contradiction to what Michael Schiavo says. And apparently, Judge Greer felt that because Terry and her friend were just teenagers at that time, that testimony should be dismissed and not considered. And so it was thrown out and not considered for Terry's case.
Well, and I thought on appeal that anything that was disallowed in a court action that you feel is of great weight or merit to a case, or in an appeals process, if there was any mistakes made by a judge, and I don't know how many black marks we can put under Mr. Greer under that column here of mistakes being made. But I did not like the direction that this was going. And I got to be honest with you, Danielle, that we were getting the United States Congress involved in this. We were getting President Bush involved in this. This, in my mind, is a state matter. And I don't appreciate federal courts coming in necessarily and overturning or overriding a state court, because we've got so much feudalism and federalism going on right now. It's boggling my mind. But I didn't like the tact with this, to try to draw in the United States Congress on something like this. I don't see effective bills being drafted in great haste. But there's something about that really bothered me. What we're talking about here is a judicial system that should have been in Florida if Judge George W. Greer was not doing the job for the 6th Judicial Court. This guy should have recused himself. And there's been other judges here from the 6th Judicial Court also, David Demers.
Yes, the Court of Appeals.
And do you remember exactly why Judge David A. Demers in the Court of Appeals down there in Pinellas County rejected this?
The specific reason, no. I just know that he continuously, for the most part, upheld any decision made by Judge Greer. And he even was one of the judges that dismissed one of the guardian ad litem for Terry back in 1999, because there have been a number of times. The timeline is much too involved for me to remember everything, especially since, as you said before, I am not a lawyer. All I am is a teacher, special education teacher. But there have been guardian ad litem put on Terry's case when things like Michael Schiavo announced his engagement to the woman that he was cohabitating with. Well, they put a guardian ad litem up. Then they removed the guardian ad litem. Then they put a guardian ad litem up when they were going to remove her feeding tube, and then that was dismissed, and then her feeding tube was removed. And then when Governor Bush got his executive order, they put a guardian ad litem in to look out for her, and then he was dismissed. And then Judge Greer felt that several times that he would be a good guardian for her, even though he was against the law, Terry's law. There's just too much involved.
This is day 12. Now, you figure this, folks, and I know that you'll never have this experience, or I hope you don't. 12 days without food or water. We put down horses that break legs. Murderers on death row, we give them injections or put them in an electric chair. We don't starve them to death. Cruel and inhuman punishment. We'll be right back.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Been a lot that has gone on. This is the second go-around as far as Terry goes. And folks, I don't know what your religious philosophies are. I don't even know what your political philosophies are. There's more and more people that are listening to these programs. because they sense that there's something very, very wrong going on in America. But if you take a look at where we're at in this country, if you enjoy the fact that there is life, life is in a, unto itself an affirming thing. Think about that one for a while. That'll give you enough to think about for a good long while. But we have turned into a culture of death in this country. If you take a look at what's going on in Iraq, you know, there's been 27 detainees, and I'm talking about in Iraq, not all total, 27 detainees that have died by the hands of Americans, their captors. They're being tortured to death. There's been 50 million plus babies that have been aborted in this country. And some are trying to lump this, at least the mainstream, as, oh, these are just right-to-lifers. These are the anti-abortion people. Well, no, I've always been of that mindset, not abortion. A lot of people are using this just as a last ditch or last resort. Convenience is not to have a child. Of course, we don't take responsibility for anything anymore. We always have our quick fix right at hand. We're living in a culture of death, folks. And down in Florida right now, Danielle, I know you won't disagree with this. Down in Florida right now, we seem to have the Hemlock Society in full swing, of which we understand Mr. George W. Greer is a member of the Hemlock Society. And he's also writing a book on his experiences about this case. It seems he's taking more time doing his book than he is actually on this case. This Greer, I wonder, does the governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, have the power to remove a judge or to change venues? Good question, huh?
Very good question.
Yeah. See, and he's saying that, well, my hands are tied. I can't do anything. This man can pardon people on death row that have been properly tried, found guilty by a jury, supposedly of their peers, and awaiting a death day on death row. The governor can pardon a criminal. Terry did commit no crime, did she? I don't think that she did. But she's being treated inhumanely and being punished.
Because she's disabled.
Now, what made you... What, Danielle, what... And this is interesting. What gave you the idea to go to the United States Department of Justice and put in a discrimination complaint under the Title II of the American with Disabilities Act? What gave you that idea?
Well, after I had tried to contact so many different government agencies, governors, senators, legislators, via email, I was unsuccessful with that because I was not a constituent of most other governors other than George Pataki, because I am in New York. And I felt that complaining wasn't really going to get anything done because plenty of people have been complaining. You could turn on the television at any moment and you see someone complaining about what's going on and calling for action. There has to be something that a citizen of the United States can do to stop the judicial system from being so corrupt. So I was going through the websites and different things, and I thought, well, wow, wait a minute, the United States Department of Justice, let me take a look at this. And I know the American with Disabilities Act well because I am a special education teacher, not the actual legal terminology of it, but I know what it's about. And somehow, some way, it doesn't seem the whole point of the American with Disabilities Act is to find a way to level the playing field between people with disabilities and people who don't have disabilities.
And here's my take on it, Danielle. The whole worth of a society is to keep the strong from victimizing the weak.
Exactly.
And this is what's been going on in Florida. Hey, look, stay tuned. I'll take you into the second hour. 99.85, folks, your international shortwave listeners on your shortwave dial. We'll take the short break. Be back with Danielle P. Miller.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in
making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.